Hi there. How are you all this morning? Good, good. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, we're not going to stay here very long, but we're actually going to do a little bit of moving. Okay, I want to show you some things that are in our worship space right now. Were you paying attention to Pastor Brock's sermon? Did you hear the story? It's a story about a father who welcomes a wayward son home, and that's a real powerful, powerful story. That's probably one of the favorite stories in all of the Bible. Is that anybody's favorite? Anybody, is that your favorite? Yeah, a couple people. Yeah, that's a really wonderful, wonderful story, parable that Jesus shares with the disciples as well as us. It says something about how important it is to be able to respond with grace and love to somebody that has kind of gone astray, right? And we hear this wonderful character that's in the story of the father running out to be able to embrace his son. Okay, so I want to show you a couple things. And we've been having a wonderful display over the season of Lent of these icons, these paintings on pieces of wood that you have seen here. And we've been swapping them out. We've been changing them. But there are some that are in our space right now that I want to point out to you because it's really kind of cool and fits in really well with the lessons that we have for today, okay? So you want to come follow me? Go ahead and you can get up. And we're going to go all the way over here to this one first. Okay, so if you look at this icon that we have right here, it says who it is at the top. Does anybody? Saint Joseph. This is an icon of, do you know who Joseph was? Who was Joseph? Yeah. Yeah. Mary's husband, right? Yeah, so this is the father of Jesus, okay? Saint Joseph, the father of Jesus. And we see Joseph there with two turtle doves, which means peace or love. And it's a really great representation by the iconographer who lives in Mechanicsburg, who actually did this and has loaned us all of his beautiful works of art for us to be able to enjoy through this season of Lent. And if you think about it, Joseph did many the kinds of things that we heard in parable of the prodigal son, right? He raised Jesus from the time he was small, probably into at least his teenage years or into adulthood. We don't hear about him too much after the birth of Jesus. You know, he's there at the beginning with the birth of Jesus. We don't hear too much about him. We don't hear anything about him, actually, when Jesus is doing his ministry, when Jesus at that point is around 30 years old. So probably Joseph has died by that point. But we know that he spent the time with Jesus to raise him and to help him take on that character that he has, and he protected Jesus certainly when he was a child and when he was a teenager. Okay, now we're going to go over to this one right here. This one is really probably one of my favorite ones that Ed Miller, the iconographer, and that's somebody who paints icons, has done. Anybody want to read? What does that say? What's the name there? Yeah, go ahead. Archangel Michael. Michael is one of those archangels. So he's an angel that we hear about in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. We hear about Michael in the book of Daniel in the Old Testament and the book of Revelation in the New Testament. That's the last book of the New Testament. And what do you think Michael does? Take a look at what Michael is wearing. What do you see? What do you notice there? Yeah, what do you notice?
I think he delivers urgent messages.
He delivers urgent messages. Certainly that's a lot what the angels do, right? They're messengers of God. What else do you notice about Michael? What's he got in his hand? He's got a sword in his hand. Yeah, he must fight. That's right. And do you know who he fights for? He fights for you. He fights for you and me. The Archangel Michael is one of those warrior angels that fights for the people of God. And that's how we hear Michael both in Daniel as well as Revelation, fighting for the people of God. Yeah. Yeah, there it says, champion of God's people on the scroll there that he's holding. You see? He's got a little armor on there in the front too, right? Okay, now I want you to show you this one over here. And who is this?
Jesus.
That's Jesus. And what's Jesus doing? What's Jesus doing?
He died.
Yeah, he died on the cross.
to save our sins.
He's sacrificing himself to take on our sins, right? To save us from our sins. This is how God fights for us, right? Jesus died to fight for us, to take away our sins so that we can experience eternal life, okay? And then I want to show you the last icon. Put this one back. All the way over. You guys are doing good here. And this is the other part of that story. You know, when we talk a lot about Jesus, we talk about his life, his death, and his resurrection. His life, death, and resurrection. Now, this is a... Who is that again? That's Jesus. That's right. What do you notice about Jesus? What is he wearing? What's he wearing first? What do you notice?
A big cloth thing and yeah. He has bloody hands.
He's got a white garment on. And then what do you notice about his hands and his feet? Yeah, it's got the marks, right, from the nails in his hands and his feet. But Jesus is alive in this one, right? He's not dead. So this is an icon of the resurrection. We see Jesus in all of his glory. See the beams of light coming from him, right? That signifies the glory of God that's in Jesus, the resurrected Jesus right there. This is the other part, the other half of the story, Jesus' death and resurrection, right? So that you and I never have to be afraid of dying. We never have to be afraid of death, whether it's our own death or the death of a loved one or a family member. We know that Jesus has promised us a place in heaven through his life, death, and resurrection. Isn't that cool? So we've got some really wonderful, wonderful icons for us to reflect on the life and on the life of Jesus and his desire to have us come home to him, okay? Let us say a prayer. Why don't you repeat after me? Dear God, we thank you for Jesus who brings us home. Help us live in his love. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.